Chapter 27. And now, of course, it's been 6 years already. I've never told this story before. The friends who saw me again were very glad to see me alive. I was sad, but I told them, it's fatigue. Now I'm somewhat consoled. That is, not entirely. But I know he did get back to his planet. Because at daybreak, I didn't find his body. It wasn't such a heavy body. And at night, I love listening to the stars. It's like 500 million little bells. But something extraordinary has happened. When I drew that muscle for the little prince, I forgot to put in the leather straps. He could never have fastened it on his sheep. And then I wonder, what's happened there on his planet? Maybe the sheep has eaten the flower. Sometimes I tell myself, of course not. The little prince put his flower under glass. And he keeps close watch over his sheep. Then I'm happy, and all the stars laugh sweetly. Sometimes I tell myself, anyone might be distracted once in a while. And that's all it takes. One night he forgot to put her under glass, or else the sheep got out without making any noise during the night. Then the bells are all changed into tears. It's all a great mystery, for you, who love the little prince too. As for me, nothing in the universe can be the same if somewhere, no one knows where, a sheep we never saw has or has not eaten a rose. Look up at the sky, ask yourself, has the sheep eaten the flower or not? And you'll see how everything changes. And no grown-up will ever understand how such a thing could be so important.